So here's something I want us to think about, and this is going to apply to everyone, whether you're a theist, atheist, whoever you are. So these are, what I want to discuss today are things that we can all agree upon, things that we all understand and perceive as human beings. Now, the few things I want to talk about is, number one, that we all can agree that we are born and we die. We experience this lifeline. So we go from our birth and we go in one direction to our deaths. We are passing through the passage of time, moving towards the time we die. That's something agreed upon, that we are experiencing life right now. The second thing is that we are conscious. We are consciously experiencing our lives. We are aware of the fact that we are aware. The third thing we can agree upon is that life, if you really think about it, you break it down. Essentially, all life is a set of choices. Conscious choices that we have to make at every single moment of our lives. I mean, think about it. These could be trivial things, or these could be more grand choices that we have to make. But nevertheless, our lives, if you really break it down, are just a set of choices. We have to make choices continuously. Waking up in the morning is a choice. Having breakfast is a choice. What you have for breakfast is a choice. Brushing your teeth is a choice. Leaving work for work is a choice. How you get to work is a choice. What you do during the day is a choice, etc. Everything is a choice, right? And we have to consciously make these choices. Number four, the fourth thing I want to mention, the last thing I want to mention, is that what guides our choices, and something we recognize, is that we have an internal compass. We are moral beings. We recognize that there is something called good and something called bad. And on top of this, we incline towards what's good and doing what's good and turn away from what's bad and evil and refrain from doing those things. So these are four things that every single one of us human beings can recognize. Number one, that we are alive and we're experiencing life right now. Number two, that we're consciously experiencing life. Number three, that life is a set of choices. And number four, that we have a moral compass which guides the choices that we make. Now, if you look at all of these things and you really ponder upon this for a second, I'm sure many of you will come to the conclusion that this is a test. I mean, this is nothing short of a test. We're aware, we are alive, and we are making choices. And we have an internal guide, something that directs the choices we make. And we are continuously in the process of making choices. This is nothing short of an examination. Very similar to maybe the examinations you've experienced in your life, whether at university, you know, high school, GCSEs, whatever the case may be, where you are in the examination room, you're aware you're in the examination room, you have an examination paper which has multiple choice questions, so you have to choose, or you have to write written answers again, which is a choice as to what you write. But what guides you, what's slightly different is what guides you in that scenario is the revision you've done on that particular topic that you're sitting. But in what we're speaking about, what guides us is that internal moral compass in most cases. And obviously revelation for those with faith who believe. Now, what's really interesting is that something we can at least appreciate, that intuitively it sort of makes sense. Even rationally, it's not far-fetched to say that what we're experiencing is a type of test. But what makes sense of all of these things? What worldview, what outlook, I would not conclude on by sort of analyzing and thinking about, what worldview or outlook or philosophy best makes sense of what we have recognized as human beings, just rationally and intuitively about life? I would say Islam fits this perfectly. Because God makes very clear in the Quran, you know, that He created life and death, or death and life, to test which of us is best in deeds. Exactly what we understand, just by using a bit of reason and reflecting upon the things that we can all recognize and understand, right? Islam, God tells us what you have rationally concluded about life and your existence, at least the few things we have, is in line with what, you know, what's reality, what's true. God has told us He created life and death to test which of us is best in deeds. That's exactly what's happening right now. We are living, we're conscious, we are morally upright beings who have an internal moral compass, who are continuously choosing to do what we're doing. Now, if life is a test, well, then tests are marked, right? There is a marking scheme. They're marked, and then we get the results. And if life indeed is a test, well, then shouldn't this life, our lives, be marked? And shouldn't we get the results for that? And again, Islam comprehensively addresses this point. Because God tells us that there will be the day of judgment, you know, and you will be accounted for your deeds, and you will get the results for your deeds. Perfectly fits everything. It just makes sense. Now, let's look at it quickly from the perspective of atheism. All of these things that we've mentioned here, you know, being born, coming into existence, living, dying, you know, the fact that we're conscious, we are aware, of being aware. We are aware of the world around us, that we have to constantly make choices, and that we are morally upright beings. We have an internal moral compass. How does atheism make sense of all of these things, these realities that we are faced with? On atheism and naturalism, well, it's just, you know, it's all one big meaningless accident. That's all it is. We are conscious by accident. We are morally upright by accident. You know, we're alive by accident. It's all an accident. At the end of the day, it all means nothing. So I'm going to leave you with that. I'm not going to say anything else. I want to know your thoughts in the comments section below. And I guess to summarize, what I wanted to highlight is that even when a rational human being sits and reflects upon the reality of his existence or her existence and what life really is, and some of the things we could conclude about life, and you look at what Islam has to say in regards to life, it's a perfect match. It's a perfect, beautiful match. It's like two pieces of the puzzle coming together. But when you look at what we can understand about life from the lens of atheism, it all falls apart. I thank you guys for watching. Until next time, take care.